It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're in conversation with UW-Milwaukee Director of Athletics, Amanda Braun, who is being recognized for academic, athletic, and fundraising successes over a decade. As we discuss the operations of college athletics, call in with a question, share comments, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Amanda Braun started leading Panther Athletics in 2013. Amanda, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. The Women Leaders in College Sports organization, which you are so active in, recently recognized you as Executive of the Year. You're a trailblazer at UW-Milwaukee. What does this recognition mean to you?
Yeah, you're right, Kate. It is an organization that has been really important to me throughout my career, just in terms of the way they support women and work to advance them in our industry. So it means a great deal because of that. There's a really dynamic CEO there who just has the right approach to getting this done, collaborating across all kinds of organizations with male leaders and colleagues in our business. And it was a nomination that came from a friend, a colleague, a group of friends. So that makes it even more special.
The Women Leaders in College Sports says women account for fewer than one in every four athletic directors in the NCAA. How could college sports become a more welcoming, inclusive workplace for women in leadership roles?
Yeah, you know, that's the question I think we're working to answer, and not just for women, but for people of color as well. You know, how do we create a pipeline that that welcomes folks, no matter what their background, and appreciate the difference and diversity that folks bring? So I think the question really is answered by encouraging people to do that early on, right? And for me, that's part of my why. I certainly enjoy being a leader. I'm a strategic thinker, problem solver, all those things that come with organizational leadership. But also, I care a lot about making sure that women see other women in these roles. And so I work hard to encourage not just our women, but our male colleagues also within our department and our league to see women as leaders. And so it's a hand-to-hand, day-to-day thing, really. There isn't one answer, but that's certainly a part of my work.
It seems as if mentorship and collaboration is really important in this organization. And I just wonder, is a membership organization for women leaders in college sports, is that needed for these women administrators long into the future? Will there be a day when a specific organization is not needed?
Yeah, I hope so. I really do, though. I think there will always be some uniqueness to our experiences, you know, and often only other women can appreciate the subtleties that we experience as leaders in any organization, right, in any industry. And so I think that will always be helpful to share perspective and support one another in those ways. But yeah, certainly I hope we advance where, you know, 50% of athletics directors at all levels of college athletics are women. That would be terrific.
So what are those leadership subtleties on the business side, that differentiate women in collegiate sports, administration?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a whole lot different from leadership for women generally. You know, the socialized expectations for how we look or behave, or, you know, we're walking a tightrope often, right? Mm-hmm. Are you too ambitious or too, use the word aggressive, or, you know, are you too much of a pushover? And those, that's just one example, you know, the approach to your work and your communication style. I've always thought a sense of humor is really important when I have, those experiences. I often just take it with a grain of salt, try to laugh at it. Obviously, if there's a real issue, you have to respond to it right on. But often it's the subtleties. It's people not understanding. I can't tell you the number of times in my 10 years here at UWM, people have said, so you're the athletic director for all of the sports? And my guess is men don't get that question. And I And I don't react to anything but grace. Like, yeah, in fact, yes. And we have 15 sport programs,
All
300
15
student
of
athletes.
them, in fact.
Yeah, right. Yep.
We're talking about college sports with UW-Milwaukee's Director of Athletics, Amanda Braun, with us. You can join in with your questions and comments. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. You played basketball for Siena College in New York. Also, you're on the NCAA Women's Basketball Committee. What challenges are facing women's basketball?
Well, a lot of that has become public, in the last couple of years with the splash in the NCAA tournament. I think that was in 2021. It was just as I was joining the committee, just before, and there was a gender equity review and report created that landed with our committee in several of the action items. So, it's things that have been there for a long, long time that are now, I think, becoming more public, which, obviously discomfort breeds change. And it's not comfortable to see that women are maybe being treated differently, at least for many of us. And so I think, that there are those challenges of equity, of opportunity, the quality of experiences that women have. And, I'm on the side on our committee and in our conversations that, men's basketball, the popularity and the multimedia rights agreements and those things, those happened over time and happened organically, right? People got interested in the sport and started to tune in and show up. And so we're starting to see some of that too on the other side of rather than just the gender equity report and our actions, but people are really getting excited about women's basketball and women's sports in general, which is wonderful. And there's a chicken egg thing there, right? Does media exposure create that, or do you have to be really entertaining and fun to watch and quality in order for the media to show up? But I think it's a confluence of those things are starting to happen together, which is great. And so while there's challenges, I think we're starting to see some real progress, and that's exciting.
Are athletic directors doing enough to push giving sports like women's basketball or women's volleyball, soccer, more visibility, more coverage, more resources?
I think so. We all, and it depends, right? We're at the Division I level, and our resources are a bit larger than in Division II and certainly in Division III, even without football. And so we really have to be focused on ensuring that we're funding our programs appropriately. And that's not just the men's programs, that's the women's as well. In many of our departments, the road right now for revenue generation does run through often male sports. So we'd love to diversify that more. And the marketing efforts are there for women's sports. I certainly know that in our department, we care a great deal about all of our sport programs. We have a lot of success in our women's sports, volleyball, soccer, swimming, diving, track and field. So we do put the attention there. We've got to get folks to cover us a little bit more, get some more, media exposure that we're not necessarily creating ourselves, that folks show up and show some interest and then take full advantage of that when that happens.
In terms of name, image, likeness, U.S. Supreme Court ruling clearing the way for student athletes to receive that compensation, but a minority of athletes actually receive this compensation. How beneficial are NIL rights to athletes?
Well, having the opportunity is really beneficial, and I think is really, really positive. And right now, two markets have been created. They're true NIL, where, as you suggest, not every student athlete is going to, make 5-6 figures annually on their name, image, and likeness because their profile doesn't dictate that. But that's true in professional sports and in all walks of life. What's really cool about it is student athletes can go back to their hometown in the summer or whenever and do camps and clinics utilizing their name, their image, and perhaps make some money there, just as though they were working a job. The second market that's being created right now is a pay for play that has everyone concerned, that student athletes aren't really doing the work to earn those. It's not really about their, what would be dictated out in the market around their name, image, and likeness. It's really more about trying to get them to attend a school, and I'm talking mostly about football and to a large degree men's basketball, particularly at the top 50 or so programs.
UW-Milwaukee Athletics Director Amanda Braun with us on the work of administering an NCAA Division I athletics program. You can be part of the discussion along the way. Call in with a question, add comments, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. UW-Milwaukee is home to 15 NCAA Division I teams. We have its Director of Athletics, Amanda Braun, recognized as Executive of the Year by the organization Women Leaders in College Sports. Call in with a question, share your perspective, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Amanda, last month, the state legislature advances a Republican-backed measure that would limit college athletes to playing on teams depending on the gender they were assigned at birth. And if the measure passes the full legislature, Governor Tony Evers has vowed to block the plan from becoming law. How are you addressing this proposal with staff and athletes?
Yeah, this issue has been around for quite some time, and we have had a number of conversations, not just with our coaches. I had a roundtable last year with our head coaches just to hear from them on this topic and are they having experiences in recruiting and that sort of thing. And so it was very interesting to hear their perspective. And interestingly, they hadn't bumped into it a whole lot. And in fact, one of our coaches said, well, this has been, we've had transgender athletes in our sport for, you know, decades, you know, and now it's becoming an issue, which I understand, having been a former student athlete myself. I can understand that perspective and the difficulty that folks have with transgender women participating in women's sports. I do understand that. I do feel like if we can come together and have conversations as opposed to being so oppositional on the issue. Unfortunately, that is what's happening right now. There isn't an easy answer, in my opinion. But it's something that's worth analysis, worth conversation, and really trying to find a solution.
Is it worth conversation in the legislative environment in state law?
Yeah, you know, I can't really speak to that. Okay. I understand why people are putting it there. I do. You know, that's where folks go is to try to get something done at that level. I'm not sure that's necessary, but it's advanced to that. So I'll be interested to see how it evolves. I you know, we are very, very open with our student athletes about caring for all of who they are and ensuring that they feel safe and included in our athletic department. But that's a sticky issue.
Caring for them. What is UW-Milwaukee doing to establish a welcoming environment for athletes of diverse backgrounds?
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you asked that. We're really proud of the work that we've done around diversity, equity, and inclusion within our athletic department. And it's been longstanding. We've worked with our athletic board, who are folks on campus, faculty, staff, to create diversity and equity and inclusion statement, to put out on our website a resource page for current student athletes, prospective staff and student athletes that includes a lot of resources that they can go to. We've engaged with third parties to come in and do some sessions to facilitate conversations around those issues. And it's just, I think, a really healthy environment. And, you know, you always hope that that's how it is. Yesterday, I spent some time with some of our staff in the morning who've been here a year or less to get some feedback from them and hear how we're doing. And one of our new coaches made a comment. He said, "I just can't believe the resources that you have here. Where I came from, we didn't have that. Our student athletes are so well supported. And mental health resources, we take that very seriously and have advanced that quite a bit. It's one of our priorities annually." So yeah, we care a lot. We're fortunate that our UVP really is a personalized experience. We have a little over 300 student athletes, and we're all located really in one building. So that's what I love about my job. I get to walk down the hallway and see student athletes, coaches, and staff every minute of every day. It's fantastic.
Amanda Braun, UW-Milwaukee's Director of Athletics. As we talk about the business of administrating college sports, you can join in with questions and comments, 800-642-1234. Paul in Summit is here. Paul, hi.
Hi, great program. Thank you, Amanda, for your generosity this morning. I'm an educator and I've seen the benefits of diversity, equity, and inclusion. I wanted to know what you're doing to support student athletes academically. And thanks for the program.
Paul, thank you for the question. Amanda, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Well, that's one of our points of pride. So I'm really glad that Paul asked about that. Gosh, it's I think 23 years, 46 semesters, as was noted in the intro, of a 3.0 or better by our 300 student athletes. And so we it starts with recruiting. You know, our coaches are really interested in students that want to attain a meaningful degree and move on in life. And if they can continue to play their sport, great for a little while. But as people say, the ball stops bouncing eventually. So it starts with our coaches and who they select to bring in. We have a great infrastructure within our department. We've got three folks full time who support our student athletes academically and ensure that they're in the right classes and that they're getting the right support from tutors on campus or whatever that is. And then our university within each school and college has wonderful advisors who advise our student athletes on that side of things as well. So it takes a team, and that is the reason why we do what we do, right? Is to provide a great experience for our student athletes and a meaningful education.
In order to create that foundation and that support, though, of course, you have to have the resources, the staffing for that. We're seeing at UW Green Bay, UW Oshkosh, other campuses in the Universities of Wisconsin system, administrators are facing budget pressures and laying off staff. Are athletic departments managing similar financial headwinds?
We sure are. Yes, we are fully integrated into the university, at Milwaukee. We're not generating a whole lot of revenue that at all over and above what we spend. So we're fully integrated to the university and are dealing with the same types of challenges. So it has not been easy over the last few years, but academic support is one area where we definitely don't want to compromise. And so we will find other ways. We're fortunate that we have a wonderful donor base who have helped us get some things done. Would love to do more investment, would love to grow a bit more with things, but right now it's really been about maintaining the quality of experience that we came for our student athletes.
You facilitated this large expansion of the Clatchy Annex, its expansion serving a primary practice facility for basketball teams. Does the athletic department have ambitions to improve other facilities?
Well, we sure do. Just like everything, you have your dreams, you have your plans, you want to be ready when the opportunities present themselves. At Milwaukee, at UWM, we're in this really cool part of the city, in the Upper East Side, in a great neighborhood up there. We're a bit landlocked. So, like the rest of our campus, when it comes to facilities, there's not a whole lot that we can do expansion-wise. So, we've been fortunate to partner with Rock Ventures for our baseball stadium in the Wisconsin Center District for Panther Arena in order to provide what we need for our student athletes. So, we're constantly tweaking and improving, doing some refurbishing and renovation of our current facilities. That expansion was great. It was really just a parking lot that we were able to utilize right across from our main building. It's only about 16,000 square feet, but we maximized every inch of it to create a great facility.
We only have a few moments left, but why should athletes consider playing for the Panthers when the Badgers offer a bigger national profile?
Yeah, I always say, Kate, that there's only so many opportunities, minutes in certain sports, opportunities to be a point scorer in track and field and swimming and diving. So student athletes need to make a decision where they can have that experience if they want to be at a high level wherever they are. So we offer a great opportunity for that. And then we're a really personalized experience. We get to know our student athletes and we ensure that they're successful.
Amanda, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Kate. It's been wonderful talking with you this morning.
Amanda Braun is Director of Athletics at UW-Milwaukee. She has led Panther Athletics since 2013. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.